With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Fred Iwanek, and you are listening to The View from Dog River.
Welcome back to The View from Dog River. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your... What am I? Co-host?
Also host.
I'm your also host?
Host.
I'm your other host, Jules.
There you go. That was more difficult than it needed to be.
I know. Should we try it again?
No, but okay. Not more difficult than I thought. Hey, so we are here on 2018's American Super Bowl Sunday, which, rumor has it, there's going to be in Canada a preview or a commercial or something for Corner Gas Animated.
Yes.
So those of you up in
which
the Great,
we are missing.
Yeah, those of you up in the Great White North should have seen by now whatever this piece of whatever was for Corner Gas Animated. We also know now that it will be coming out in spring, but they haven't given a date yet. I'm wondering if that's what they're revealing today as of this recording. So today we are talking about season 2, episode 14, Doc Small.
Yep.
This is number 29 of The View from Dog River overall, but since I'm going to start using season and episode numberings, it will also be season 2, episode 14.
This was written by Mark Farrell and Paul Mather and directed by Jeff Beasley, which is not a name I know, so...
Didn't jump out at me.
The guest star is Aurora Brown. She is starring as... I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
No. She'll be a special guest star.
She's a special guest.
Kojak, the Night Stalker.
No, she's not. All right.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, get a word from our sponsor.
Are we taking a break already?
Well, what else did you want to say before we take a break?
I don't know. We have 13 cups of coffee in this episode.
Well, that's important. We do need to know that. Also, a lot of the background information we get for these episodes.
We get from Michelle Sponicle's book, Tales of Dog River, The Complete Corner Gas Guide. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. It's Tales from Dog River.
What did I say?
Tales of.
Oh. Yeah, is that a different book?
That'll be a book I write.
You're just going to like make up stuff about Dog River?
It'll be untrue facts of Dog River.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough. Apparently so now you can
Now we're going to take a break. We'll come right back and then we will start the episode and crack wise as we play along.
What's the crack?
I don't know. What's crack?
Can I drink my Pepsi
Yeah,
now?
Drink your Pepsi. I'm gonna
enjoy your commercial.
All right, everybody, we are back. That was the soda break or pop break, depending on what part of what country you live in. I think we are going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. No, that didn't work. Why are we having so much trouble with this? How about now? There we go.
I think that's it.
There we go. There's the CTV logo.
And there's Hank's laundry. Is it his laundry?
It's his rucksack, so I think it's probably clean and dirty clothes.
What? A rucksack?
A rucksack.
Is that what that's called?
No, it doesn't sound like the right word to use.
Do you, like, put the clean... if it's clean and dirty clothes, aren't they all now dirty?
No, because you put the dirty inside a garbage bag inside your rucksack.
A rucksack. Okay. Yeah. I don't know these things.
Yeah, so since when is asbestos bad for you?
Oh, since the 80s. I missed a whole bunch of days of school when I lived in Sandpoint, Idaho, because the school was closed while they removed the asbestos.
Oh.
We also missed a whole bunch of days of school for snow. It's snow days, which you do not get in this part of California.
Not in this part of California.
So that was cool. But the asbestos days were even better because it was like the grown-ups' fault and... We just got to hang out.
He's like, you're a bunch of hypocrites, man.
Yeah.
Putting your poison in our schools and telling us not to smoke cigarettes and marijuana.
So we went and hung out at the bowling alley and smoked cigarettes.
There you go.
And
marijuana.
Why do you say it like that? All right. So this is...
Okay, hold on. So that is a fake. I can tell because when we went to Canada, that is not what the $100 bills look like.
Yes, but was this before they changed their money?
Details.
To be,
details,
like,
details,
clear.
Details,
well, it's not.
Yeah, it might have been.
I mean, did we have hundreds?
Oh, yeah.
He had hundreds. You had the hundreds. Yes. I never got the hundreds.
You didn't need to. I paid for everything.
I got, like, $2
loonies.
Coins.
Gave you the loonies. I kept the hundreds.
I think I had a $5 bill, too, somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
But I didn't get any hundreds. No. I don't get hundreds now, either.
Well, when you do, they are already spent. So,
and I do. Yeah. Yeah. I would like her t-shirt. Can I borrow 100? Buy that t-shirt. Love this.
Okay, I want everybody to pay attention to her neckline.
Lacey's neckline in this episode. This is the flirty floozy. I don't think that's unfair.
Flaky flirt. Wait.
Flaky flirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floppy flaky? No, it's not floppy. What is it? Flimsy flaky flirt.
The flimsy flaky flirt episode. The cicada tiddler.
That's,
I don't know,
not,
why
yeah.
You aren't calling it that.
Now, you see what Davis did there?
Yeah, he did just.
See, Lacey do that. Shouldn't be worried about wearing something flirty. She should be wearing a Me Too shirt.
Yeah, it's
still didn't work.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little. Yeah, let's not.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Otherwise, this is going to be a really delicate episode all the way through.
Not in any way.
Emma's quite a delight in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
In full.
You know what?
Though,
we were just talking about this last time. That the episode we watched, I don't remember what it was, but Hank was being like, oh, it was American in Saskatchewan. Hank was being mean.
Oh, mean Hank. And now you feel like this is,
we kind of get
some mean Emma.
Mean Emma, yeah.
Have you not met Emma?
Well, no. But Emma can be mean. Emma's a bit of a mean girl. I get it. But she kind of turns on, well, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Are you really, really popular? Jeremy, is your Twitter going off?
Yeah, that's my Twitter's.
Twitter enough. No notifications?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that means that the Super Bowl thing just aired.
No, that wasn't what any of those said yet.
We could have breaking news after the fact when this podcast airs later.
We'll cut back in, re-edit. So, one thing we know from seeing photographs while we were there is that Fred Iwanek and his wife have a very nice garden. So
they do. They have a beautiful garden.
Fred is actually a gardener, and apparently Janet.
Yes, Janet was quite the gardener as well.
Yeah.
Green thumbs. As opposed to your black thumbs.
How is that not bribing a cop?
Like, he's not bribing him.
He's like, all I have is this 100.
Yeah, that's not bribing, because he wanted changed.
Oh. Well, maybe he only wanted to bribe him with a 50.
It was a jaywalking ticket?
Yeah, I think so.
Jaywalking.
A parking ticket.
Mathiolas. Do we need some? I really think we should have some Mathiolas now. This is a continuation of the idea that Hank is very handy. Hank is a complete idiot.
Yeah.
Who is very handy.
He's quite competent at things that need to be hands-on and dealt with. Yeah.
So that is consistent.
Yep.
See, again. Okay.
Same shirt, but.
Yeah. But she's now talking about a new blouse that might be a little more provocative.
Well, not slutty. Whatever it is, it's not slutty.
It's not slutty.
You've seen me flirt. With whom, we don't know.
I haven't seen her ever flirt.
Well, just with Brent that
she
one time.
She kind of flirted with Brent. That was really awkward for everyone.
That was just while he was peeing.
Gruffin Muffins. Wait, behind her. Gruffin Muffins Fresh Daily.
So now you'll notice that her neckline is like 4 inches above where it is in every other episode.
Yes. I love this.
Flimsy? But shaky.
Was she just trying to
twerk a little bit, yeah.
A little twerky.
Little white girl Canadian twerking.
It's the belt. The belt is the part that looks flimsy, yeah. Flaky.
Yeah, the cloth belt sash thing looks a little out of place. Out of place?
What is wrong with you? What's happened? Oh, that's not me breathing, no, just so you know.
Holly the Greyhound is.
Oh, the Greyhound is, for some reason, trying to get into the microphone. What's a little thing he does?
It's a service he offers.
Oh, God. That's it. They've kicked him out and his rucksack.
Rucksack. That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, here we are.
That's actually a pretty shot. Look at the flowers.
It's a beautiful shot. The flowers are beautiful. She looks beautiful. Her
big blue sky.
Her slutty belt is waving in the wind. Sorry. It's not a slutty belt.
Oh, you should have been wearing a name badge.
So this is Aurora Brown playing Chris Garner. She's hilarious. I think she's funny.
I think she's quite funny.
She kind of has that expression the whole time, but that's the character.
Renovation season.
Renovation season.
That time of year where you change your house so Hank can't stay with you.
Yeah. We don't have a renovation season here.
No, we just continuously renovate.
Do you think when we go back to Vancouver, do you think it's going to be renovation season?
Could be.
Maybe we better just Airbnb.
Yeah.
Probably.
We won't.
Not just show up on...
Yeah, our friends in Vancouver, we will not be asking to stay on your futon. It'll be okay.
We will not. We'll get a place.
We'll get a place.
Then we can invite them over.
Yeah.
Because it might be renovation season for them.
And you could stay on our futon.
They could stay on our... We'll get a place with a futon for them to stay... Wait, we're by their houses. Why are they going to want to stay on our futon?
I don't know. Maybe they're renovating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I walked myself all the way in circles. Provocatively.
Right?
See, I feel like Macy should just say to her, and you haven't even seen my mole.
Yeah.
So what does that say? Girl guide? Here's my question to the Canadians. We have Girl Scouts, right? Did they have Girl Scouts?
I don't know, because the Boy Scouts of America were started after the Boy Scouts of England. So I don't know which countries have Boy Scouts. I mean, everybody has something similar, but what name?
Because that looks like it says Girl Guide, but maybe that's because the Girl Scouts didn't okay them.
Yeah, that's because there's trademarks.
Why wouldn't the Girl Scouts want to share their brand? It's really a lovely story. I think she just one-upped her.
Topper. And see, and that's
okay.
Shitty. Yeah,
so the doc's a bitch.
She's a mean
can
girl.
Can I say bitch? You just said shitty.
Yeah, we don't normally cuss on this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. That was kind of snotty.
Snotty.
Bratty.
Bratty.
Witchy.
Tatty.
That's different.
Oh.
Totally different.
Somebody was telling me that you can't still get... Actually, the View from Dog River group... Somebody actually gave us the link to be able to go buy those shirts still. They've brought them back.
The Brent's Corner Gas shirt. Why don't you have one yet?
Well, because the shirt and the shipping are about the same amount.
Yeah.
And while I would pay it, I just haven't, like...
Could you buy the ship? The ship. Could you buy the shirt?
And ship it to Vancouver.
And ship it to Vancouver and pick it up in Vancouver when you get there.
Possibly. There I would have to ask a couple people if it'd be okay.
A couple?
Well.
Maybe just one?
Well, but if they said no.
Well, then you had to ask another.
Another. And then if that one said no, then we got a third. Yeah.
Yeah. A slipper pace. I don't really know. So now I feel like the mean is catching.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of getting around.
She's not really a humor person.
I don't really like jokes.
We hardly ever get invited into
I think every
Brent's
time
house.
We see Brent and Hank's house, it's different, I think.
I feel like I never get invited inside Brent's house. I feel like I'm Hank and he doesn't want to let me in.
Well, we really, out of the houses, we really, Oscar and Emma's, that's where we spend our time with houses.
That's true.
Other than that, there's the Ruby, there's Corner Gas, there's the police station.
Yeah.
And the liquor store.
I guess
store.
That's it. The insurance.
Yeah.
And liquor store.
And, yeah.
We never get allowed inside the Fumar either.
No, not really.
But I guess we've lost the,
okay, so,
the
yeah.
spirit of the brain teasers.
Here's the thing. With this one, if you watch somebody trying to puzzle it out, you just stand back the whole time. You're like, idiot. But I've never seen anybody really get exposed to this joke or puzzle for the first time and catch it right off the bat unless they were already like 30.
Right. Yeah. Or if you're giving them a series of those jokes and they learn the formula yeah. of it, that some part of it is wrong. Jeremy, it's Old Dutch Chips.
Do you still have any of those?
No, I ate mine.
Darn it.
We'll go back and get some.
The actress Tammy Gillis today asked me if you got the ketchup Old Dutch Chips.
I did not. Tammy Gillis, so you have that interview?
Yes, but that's on the Geekish Cast side, but that'll be up.
Right, but it's something you could mention. You just interviewed her today. Yeah. She's a Canadian.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's done a movie with Fred.
Yep.
It's not released yet, but...
No, but it's called 3017 is what she said the name of it was. We actually talked about Fred and Vancouver a little bit, or quite nice. A bit in the episode, yeah. So it was nice, yeah.
That kind of works.
Yeah, so yeah, actually by the time this comes out, or right after this comes out, the next episode of Geekish Cast will be out, and that will be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just geeky and interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creative type interviewing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She doesn't let me on that one.
Well, it's not so much let. I just do a solo interview on yeah. most of the time.
I talk too much for that.
Yeah.
It's true.
You gotta, like, be quiet when you interview people.
I know. Why does he have... What is on his TV tray?
That's a question for Jay Robertson.
Yeah. We should see if Jay Robertson's ready to
yeah.
take some time. Because that looks like a thing of toothpicks.
That is a thing of toothpicks.
Why does he have toothpicks on his TV tray?
I don't know.
Maybe those are his TV tray toothpicks.
Look at that remote control. I want TV trays.
No. You can have them, but we're not using them.
Okay. So.
Ooh, look, Karen. Off.
Off-duty Karen.
Off-duty Karen.
But see,
totally different.
New Karen wouldn't be drinking beer because she's too busy shredding her abs.
New Karen?
Yeah.
Do you mean Tara Spencer now?
Yeah.
She's shredding her abs, but she's still drinking beers.
I bet she's not.
A mommy in wine time.
Oh.
Hit me up, Tara.
That's right.
But I've always thought that when they have her out of the uniform, she loses the uniform's wide-eyed, dorky persona.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like the cool mean girl.
Yeah.
Kinda. And I really love that.
So here, now they're all being mean, which is really out of place.
Yeah, except to okay, be hold fair, on, hold on, hold on. That doctor was kind of rotten.
Soak this in. Oh, jeez.
What is with the carpet?
Green shag, man. It was all the rage 45 years ago.
Well, yeah, but, you know. Time goes forward.
Do you think they have pomegranates in Canada?
How does this come up?
Well, because I like Canada.
Oh, because she has pomegranates.
Well, I can't tell. Are those apples or pomegranates?
Well, I don't know. I think they're apples.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Wanda. Maybe you should get over yourself. You know, if a man is in love with another man, whose business is it? Okay, see, now look. Plunging neckline and bare midriff.
Yes. At least now we got the mole back.
Yeah.
Right?
Didn't recognize her without it. And then Doc there, she's wearing
Well, she is kind of clutching the Doc, yeah, to be but look, fair.
It's like a Peter Brady shirt.
Why would Lacey care?
Sturgis.
By the way, awesome Sturgis t-shirt. Awesome episode of Cosmo.
Issue.
Is that the First Lady?
No. I doubt very much that okay. Mr. Trudeau's wife would be on the cover of Cosmopolitan.
Nah. I'm sorry.
No, that was like Stephanie Seymour or somebody.
Oh, so somebody a little more.
High-end.
Uptown.
American.
Ooh, class.
Oh.
Ooh. I think we better go back to the... Oh, Gordon.
No, they're talking about Hank. Who brought animals into it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, see, here's it's good my mother didn't get that far.
Yep.
She would have been offended.
Yeah, for those who haven't caught on, Jules' mother quit watching the show after the fishing episode because she found Corner Gas too provocative. Sexual and provocative.
Yes. So every once in a while I see scenes where now, I realize...
Hold on. Something happens here that kind of... Okay, so she breaks that 100.
Right.
And then people just start snatching 20s with no...
Oh, yeah.
There's no accounting, no math, no receipts. They're just like snatching 20s from them.
But you realize he's been living off the $100
bill.
And
I realize that's what happens when you break a 100, too. Is that,
but it is, yeah. It is. Now, if you break a 20, same thing. Yeah. It's gone. I feel like she's a little...
Well, first offended? Off, she's not very...
Open, accepting, tolerant.
But yeah, you know what? They should have just told her they didn't want her.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That being said, this is a sitcom, and you have to have some kind of misunderstanding. Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not funny. So now we'll solve it all.
That should never be your go-to move.
Look what an adorable dress and sweater. Now that she's not trying to be flimsy,
flaky,
flirty.
And flirty, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Now, I do like the writing here where all the little pieces click there at the end.
She's great here. Who among us has not felt that in any moment?
Mm-hmm.
So horrified I can't even shriek. That's pretty uptown luggage for somebody from a town of 88. Right.
Well, maybe it's a town of 88 with a high median income. And a luggage factory.
And the luggage factory. Yeah. I will give you the luggage factory. All right, so that was Doc Smalls.
Doc Small, that is...
Season 2, Episode 14, or...
Number 29 of The View from Broad River. Coming up after this episode will be...
Rock On.
Which is a lot of fun. I do like this episode quite a bit. So, until then...
Until then, rock on.
Yeah, rock on. Go check out The View from Dog River on Facebook.
Yes.
Corner Gas Online or .com or TheViewFromDogRiver.com on the web, just to see our website. You can catch more of Jules at her website.
RealBagelsAreBoiled.com.
And we tweet from at The Geekish Cast. I would think that I'm going to have to split those off from each other.
I don't think they need to.
They don't need to do that. Well, until next time, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.